Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I'm sure you love your partner dearly, but also I'm pretty sure there's things about them that infuriate you. There's things about them you wish you could change. But what if you can change your partner? What if you can help them be more the partner you really want? Yes, that's really possible. So let's dive in and find out how. Hi there. I wanted to share some quite personal perspective on my own creating journey. A conversation with my coach last week has just been quite transformational. It's like nothing I didn't know, but you know, sometimes you think you know something and suddenly, boom, the penny drops and it really kind of falls into place at a deeper level. And sometimes you need to revisit things and you relearn things over and over more and more, and each time you learn it again, it goes kind of deeper within you, makes a bigger change within you. I was talking to my coach saying how sometimes I feel that my wife doesn't love me in the way I want, or maybe doesn't respect me, isn't committed to a relationship as much as I am, as in doesn't make us more of a priority. And all this kind of disgruntlement maybe with the relationship right now. And he asked me the question, where am I seeing where she isn't? So where am I seeing where she isn't? And it made me realize that's what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on where she isn't. We use the analogy of dancing. I said, well, she's not, you know, it's not dancing well enough, or not dancing the right way, or not dancing in the way I want. And he said, but is she dancing? I said, well, yeah, she's dancing. We're in the relationship. She wants to be in the relationship. She's dancing. And he said, well, you're focusing on where she's not dancing. You're not dancing with her, the dance that's happening in this moment. And the more you dance with her, connect with her, be with her, see where she is, you can lead, you can change the dance. And it takes one to change the dance. You've got to be dancing. You've got to be in connection to do that. And I wasn't dancing, I was too busy standing on the sideline judging the dance. And it went further than that. I went on to realize actually all my judgments about her are judgments of myself. I was seeing her as a mirror, but I wasn't seeing the mirror. I was forgetting our mind is a projector. What we're looking out and we're seeing in the real world is a projection of our own mind. It's like a movie. So I judged she wasn't respecting me, it's because I didn't respect myself fully. Why judging she wasn't engaging enough, it was because I was holding back in some way. And each of the judgments I was holding for her, I could see in me. And I could forgive myself for that. I forgive myself for not respecting myself. I forgive myself for not seeing myself as enough. And it led to quite a profound shift in perspective. It made me realize I was creating a dynamic I wasn't happy with. Unconsciously, I was doing it. We're such creators. Our thoughts and our words create our experience, create our reality. Whether we know it or not, it's happening. We're creative beings. And that made me realize that, and I could change that. I could see that. I could let go of the old story and create a new story. It helped me see that. It helped me see where I want to create myself differently, as in recognize the truth of who I am. I am limitless. I am enough. I am respected. And help me see how I can create more of my wife in that way. I am that. She is enough. I am that. She respects herself. I can show up in a way that helps her see her true self. We all have insecure thoughts and feelings, but the way we show up can bring the best out of other people. I want our relationships to be elevate each other. When I was focusing where she wasn't, I wasn't elevating her. Now I can really see how I was creating without knowing it. And now I can constantly be creating the truth of who I am, the truth of who she is. And it's completely shifted the dynamic in a week. Well, it was pretty bad, but it's just been even, got even better. It's like we've gone up a level. She can sense a powerful change in the energy coming off me. And I can see a change in her, not because she's consciously changed, that she's just feeling different because energy is different. I'm seeing her differently. She's feeling different. Naturally, she's behaving differently because she's feeling different. See how you can change your partner by changing yourself. By seeing how you're holding judgments to yourself. See how you're seeing them through that filter. And it's so liberating to see this and so empowering to realize we are creating, whether we know it or not. Perhaps we're not creating what we want, but we're creating it. The filter we're looking at ourselves and life through creates our experiences and creates most of our circumstances. So I hope this empowers you to see how you can create more of what you want in your relationship. Not that it's particularly bad at the moment, but it can be even better. Happy creating. Loving you.